the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
On Thursdays, very fitting with the stories that are out there right now. Dave Biddle a little later, Buck Nuts, and Jeff Ketchum will be back with us. Had him yesterday, and with all the news, he's coming back a little later, hour three. Chris, good morning to you, sir. Your thoughts on the Oklahoma-Texas report?
Well, in discussing this with a few folks, when all this came out, this is much further down the line than I think any of us knew. I felt like for some time, in a general timeless sense, that this was going to happen maybe at some point. Oklahoma has always wanted to get into the SEC. You know, you're not going to add one team, you're going to add two. The Texas situation has been, you know, back and forth in the past with the previous Texas administration. Presidents, board members were more inclined to lean athletic, academically, and that's where the whole flirtation within the almost inclusion into the Pac-12 took place. But there's a new athletic administration, a new academic administration at Texas that's a little bit more athletically inclined from Texas's standpoint. Look, they've got a number of years still left on the Longhorn Network. But that has failed ESPN. That's not going to be renewed. The Big 12 contract, which is not that far away from being out, okay, and just got a couple, 2025, I believe, that's not going to garner the type of money that programs like Texas, Oklahoma is looking at when they're seeing the deals that the SEC is putting forth with their contract. ESPN, Disney, is involved in this. They're hemorrhaging money on the Longhorn Network. They'd love, from their standpoint, to fold Texas into, you know, the SEC network brand, and that's more subscribers and more advertising possibilities. So that's a big part of it. And for the SEC, you know, so that's, you know, why Texas would want to do it. And Texas in a different position. Things change. They're not in a position to command, and when they were able to put together the Longhorn Network, it was because they were able to do it. Now they don't have that leverage. Oh, they've got the leverage of they've got a number of years left, but then after that, they're looking at long-term future for the SEC. Well, why do they need it? Do they, you know, you hear that they don't need to. It's not about needing. This is a why does any big corporation do they need to gobble up other businesses? No. Why do they do it? Because you can and because you want to make more money. The SEC's viewpoint is they don't want Texas, Oklahoma to go somewhere else and perhaps, you know, close the gap between them and, you know, the whoever they would go to. This basically closes the door on expansion. With one exception, Notre Dame. You know, that's the only big fish left. I mean, the whole, whether it's Central Florida and Boise and BYU, Houston, those are small fish that, you know, may or may not become part of some new branded Big 12 or whatever they call it. But this would be a complete changeover and would lock in the SEC as, you know, there's really no way that anybody's going to approach them. Because whether this is not about whose football team is the best right now. It's about brand, and Texas's brand is huge. Oklahoma's brand is huge. But, you know, Texas is a big part of it. So this is, you know, look, I'm not a lawyer. Some of the stuff is a little confusing on how quickly they could do it, how realistic, you know, the announcement here, there, all those. I don't know. It's lawyers are going to have to get into this and figure that out. But there's nobody that's going to block it. I mean, A&M is not happy, obviously not. Missouri, the way this will play out in the SEC office is, you know, A&M, maybe Missouri, but definitely A&M, they're going to fight tooth and nail, and they're going to throw a hissy fit. But I would suspect when the vote comes out, it's going to be 14-0 because, you know, that's the way it happens. It's the way it happens. I've been involved in this in owners' meetings of the NFL. You have a unified front. You fight in the meeting, but, you know, they're going to – there's not four schools right now that are going to block it, from what I'm told. A&M doesn't have three partners. Maybe has one. They're going to need three. You need four to block it, and I just don't think that's going to – the money is going to be tremendous. We're in a new age of not only television but streaming rights. And all of this is just open up the door of all of this taking place. And I said, I don't know. I haven't been told, well, look, this is how it's going to – I don't know. I mean, it's going to take some time to get all these things done. Contracts can be bought out. There's money involved. So I apologize for the length of that, but there's a lot of things that has just come about that I think are going to be real interesting to follow in the days and weeks and ahead. And – but again, I think this, you know, Notre Dame will have, you know, if they want to join a conference at some point, then they will, and they'll have maybe options. But there's really no one else that moves the needle. So this essentially closes, because nobody's leaving the SEC, and so it basically kind of closes it down, and it really, really put the clamps on a conference like the Pac-12, which obviously would have let the Big Ten. Because now you got 16 teams. Now, the others are going to want to, we'd like to have 16. There's not 16 to be had. There's Notre Dame, and you might have to throw somebody else in for numbers. But you're not going to have a brand value to equal a Texas or an Oklahoma. So those are my thoughts. And it would be rebranding. Obviously, Alabama-Auburn would be in the east, and Missouri would move to the west, and Oklahoma and Texas would be in the West. That's how it would play out if this all comes to fruition. So we'll see.
Ross Bjork said yesterday, the AD at A&M, we are adamant about, excuse me, being the only SEC team in the state of Texas. You also had Oklahoma State, and I'm not paraphrasing this well, but basically releasing a statement which says, we see the news. We are deeply troubled and concerned with this news. We'll continue to look into this. So you've got some folks. Now, again, Oklahoma State's not coming. That's not my point.
Sure.
But you've got some relationships. I'm sure these phone calls going on, Chris, behind the scenes are pretty...
Oh, yeah. And has been for a while. And it's on the president's level. Not all of it, talking a couple of ADs in and not, you know, depending on it, they don't have, this is why this has been kept quiet and was strategically leaked yesterday, because this was an attempt to try to blow the cover, to try to create some chaos, to maybe create some either legal or PR movement against this, because this has been like, this has been like a subway run, you know. I mean, it's like nobody knows it. It's just gone, and it's headed down that path. Now, a couple of things that you bring up. Well, sure, A&M is just, they don't want this. Of course not. They want to be the only school in Texas, but they have no choice. Were they going to do, leave the SEC? No. And they don't have, they got a vote. That's all they got. And, you know, it's going to be what's best for the rest of the league. And, again, they're going to have to fall in line. But they can certainly say what they want and speak within reason. Oklahoma State, well, of course Oklahoma State is going to be furious, and everyone else, because this ends not only the Big 12 as we know it, but it makes them now a G5 league. I guess we call it G6 or whatever. That takes them completely out of the mix. And we don't know if some of the others will move on or just, but that's that. Now, there is nothing, because there's been a lot of reporting to the effect, and I am not a lawyer, and I certainly don't understand Oklahoma legislature, but I've been asked, and I even asked Oklahoma this, what is this about, you know, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State's legal ties, state ties, that if one goes the other, that it, there's nothing legally to that, and the champion for that is gone. Dave Boren is no longer there. So Oklahoma State's kind of lost the Oklahoma tie that was said, we're going to go together. So Pac-12 will bring Oklahoma State with us. That's no longer a thing. And there's really, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not, you can sue whatever, but I'm told that there's no really legal stand to prevent Oklahoma from going without Oklahoma State if this is going to play. And one thing I can tell you, Oklahoma has long wanted to get into the SEC. They go without Texas, with Texas, I mean, but they have to go in a package because that's what a conference would want, any conference, including the SEC. So they are tied to the hip with Texas because it's kind of, Texas is the one that, as I said before, it's, you know, where they want to go and what they want to do. And again, Texas, they are certainly very academic-minded. But this group right now that's running it understands the finances. And I don't know, I think it's also, too, on the heels of, we're talking about 12-team playoffs. I mean, we just discussed as potentially as many as 14. We might have 6 SEC teams in the playoffs. It opens it up to where if it's a 4-team playoff and, you know, you're talking about football and you're talking about, well, you're really going to close the door because you're not going to put all 4 teams from one conference. They're not going to with 12 teams, you can do a lot of the things. And so getting the mega conference is something that I think the SEC, which is usually the front runner on the first there to figure things out, the Big Ten has been there as well. This is the SEC saying, we want to secure our long-term future, that nobody's going to come close to us, because there's going to be nobody you can go get outside of Notre Dame that's going to even put a dent in our status.
A lot of questions here on Twitter for Chris. We'll get to them when we continue. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, will let you know how you can get all of his content. It's very in-depth, as you might imagine. Dave Biddle coming up top of Hour 3. Catch is back. Yeah, Catch will be back Hour 3 as well. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still a mess over here on the west side of Nashville from this early morning incident that's had the interstate closed on 40 east and westbound between Whitebridge Pike and 440. Again, don't let that catch you off guard. Coming in from Hickman County, Dixon this morning, arriving here into West Nashville. It is a mess. A wreck 65 southbound. It's going to be just before you get to Trinity Lane. Still on the scene of this nasty wreck over here in South Nashville on Briley Parkway right at I-24. That's what we're looking at live. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
If an education can help you prepare for a career change, here's an opportunity. University of Phoenix is awarding up to $1 million in new scholarships this month. You could earn between $2,000 and $3,000 in a non-cash tuition scholarship. See which one you may qualify for at phoenix.edu.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Yeah, a bunch of really good questions here. Jeff 2 says, Bill, ask Chris. Chris Landry with us, LandryFootball.com. If he thinks, regardless of Texas and Oklahoma joining the SEC, should the SEC do away with divisions and just send the best two teams to the SEC title game?
I don't know. It's something that's been talked about. I know that it is something that's been talked about in the Pac-12 really seriously. I haven't heard any serious discussions about that. Do I think? I probably need to think a little bit more about that. I haven't given it a lot of thought. You go to the 8. I mean, it just increases the chances of look, if you got 8 teams in each division,
yeah.
I think you'd probably keep it the way it is. I haven't given it a whole lot of thought, but I have given it a little bit, but I don't have a real definitive answer, because I think we all go with the flow of that, right? I mean, right now, it looks like Georgia, Alabama, and, you know, got Florida, you got... It looks really even. It looks really, you know, clean cut. But if it becomes real definitive one way or the other way, then that's where you say, you know what, let's maybe look at the top two. But I don't think there's much movement for that in the SEC, at least right now.
Chad says, Bill, talk to Chris about the chances of the SEC dropping some of their lower-tier schools to make room for Oklahoma and Texas. The answer is no.
The money dealing with that, is not. Look, this is not when back in the old days when Georgia Tech and Tulane were, you know, depending on your perspective, whether they left or got kicked out or mutually, you know, parted, That was a different world. No one is leaving on their own, and to your point of kicking them out, there's really no appetite for that, no interest in that. Let me just say that. Is there some people that might say, yeah, I'd like to replace this team with that team, you know, in power? There may be some of that, but the contracts go very difficult both ways. That's the other thing is some of the exit strategies of some of these, like the ACC now, it's huge because of the, you know, what happened there in the last round of expansion. They've made these contracts a little bit more ironclad. The Big 12, not so much. I mean, it's costly in some areas, but the Big 12 has always been looked at as that low-hanging fruit politically. You know, everybody thinks that the Pac-12 is. They may be football-wise, but they're fairly strong. They're not as strong, obviously, as the SEC, but they're stronger than the Big 12 because the Big 12 is always, whenever Texas decides they want to leave, then the Big 12 is over. And I've always said that. The Big 12 decides on Monday. Texas decides on Monday that they're leaving. Oklahoma's going with them. And Tuesday, the Big 12 is dead, as we know it. So that always made the Big 12 more vulnerable. But the other conferences have the leverage both ways, the schools and the conference, to say you can't just pick up and leave. Big 12 doesn't have that. They've really had to bend over backwards in the last negotiations to make it good for Texas. And that's why A&M and Nebraska, one of the main reasons why they decided to jump ship, because they got tired of it. That's part of why I think the frustration is with particularly A&M and to some degree Missouri that, oh, God, they're coming in again. But they're not going to get the same treatment. Texas won't own the SEC. Now they're excited, would be excited to join the SEC and not, you know, we're the most, there may be some people that think that, but certainly the administration knows that they're one of, it would be one of 16 and not the main one.
PTS here on Twitter. Chris, is the SEC the only conference they reached out to? Why not reach out to the Big Ten or the ACC to see who wants to pay more?
Well, I don't know that they haven't reached out. And again, I think that's part of the reason why. I mean, I think the answer is if you're Texas and you got a chance to go, you already know which one you want to go in because it's not, first of all, they're not going to pay anymore. I mean, you can't, it's not like they're going to pay Texas to join the SEC.
Right.
It is, you want to join the best brand. Well, what's the best brand? What's going to bring the best TV money? The Big 12 does a phenomenal job with their TV deal. The SEC one is huge. And quite frankly, I'll say this, long term, you'll want to be tied in with the ESPN Disney brand because that's the future. That's the future of the college football playoff, everything. Fox, which basically is the one that kind of runs the Big Ten Network, it's good. But let's remind folks that Fox decided on their own. On the streaming rights to Thursday Night Football in the NFL, Amazon got it, and it was going to start in a couple of years, and Fox said, you know what, we're losing money, we're going to give it up. And Amazon just said, you know, we'll buy it with their pocket change, and it was, you know, I mean, it's like six, just for 1 year, the 1 year alone, it was like $700 million, just for one game, 1 week. And that's the other thing, too. Look out for Amazon. There's a lot of people in the television industry think that the Amazon folks are going to end up starting their own network almost Fox-like years ago. So there's if you're Texas and Oklahoma, the Big Ten, the ACC, is not nearly as appealing as the SEC financially. And so the people that build, and I'm sure you're going to get, well, you're not going to win as much. This has nothing to do about your football program in its current state. It's about the financial solvency down the road and hitching your wagon to the SEC. You don't need to have a whole lot of discussions to know where the biggest money is going to be coming from now, tomorrow, and into the future. And with this 16-team lockup, if they get it, there's going to, again, nobody that's going to be able to penetrate or reach the level which they have financially.
Chris, I know you don't have a lot of time trying to figure out why the media may do this or that. But I did find it interesting yesterday when it was Jimbo Fisher's turn to talk, this story hits.
Oh, I mean, nailed it. I mean, this was done for a reason. I mean, so it was the A&M, you know, writer, you know, let's call it that. It covers that. This was leaked by A&M. Again, they want to leak this out because this, you know, and again, look, I knew in general sense that there was, I didn't know this was like, you know, imminent, you know, not like, you know, I came on your show 2 weeks. Hey, Bill, I hear that. No, I haven't. And it's one of those things that you don't sit there. He, all due respect to this reporter, he didn't unearth this story. This story was given to him, leak it out strategically at the right time to try to create chaos so that now the commissioner, the commissioners, everyone has to kind of quote-unquote comment, which they're not commenting. They're having non-denial denials, and our comment is we have no comment. They wanted to get a little bit further down the line, and A&M's hope is that, well, maybe we can somehow jump on the train and derail it, and I, you know, legally, PR-wise, you know, my sense is yesterday and last night that it's not going to be enough, probably won't be, but I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of legal hurdles. You know, certainly I would suspect that the Big 12 is, I don't know what they can do, but they could come back, you know, maybe with some strategic plan to Oklahoma and Texas, say, look, we can go to this network, you know, or, you know, and say, can we get more money? Can we redo ideal? Can we make you happy? I'm sure there's some hope by A&M that happens so that this move doesn't take place. But I don't know how this is going to play out. I don't know if it's a definite, but because I'm not involved in it, obviously, but the people that are feel that this is way further down the line and the conversations are, you know, much, much deeper and much further down the road than any of us ever knew. So we'll see how it plays out from here on out.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. If you are right now in Waco, Texas, or Manhattan, Kansas, or Lawrence, Kansas, and a little over 10 years ago you just went through this, mm-hmm. and every day was do or die, and it worked out at the end, and you've had about a decade reprieve here, and now you're right back there wondering, where's our home going to be? What neighborhood will we reside in? What's the revenue going to be like? You're not sleeping right now.
Correct. I give you this comment from a friend that works, I'll just say, in the Big 12 office. I said, what's this? He says, this is inevitable. I mean, you know, it's like they've been expecting it. And I think, look, again, let's go back to when they were flirting, Texas and Oklahoma, with the Pac-12. They had to give so much to them. We'd be naive to think that they weren't going to come down this path again. As I said, the Big 12 is the low-hanging fruit, and it's not a strong conference when one or two people have the power. In this case, politically, it's the main one. Because whatever they want is what they're going to get, and everyone will have to just fall in line like the mother duck and all the little baby ducks behind it. So this is, I think, expected. I mean, it's frustrating. It's disappointing because if you're in Waco, Texas, you're now in a Power 5 league that in a snap of a finger, if this is done, you now are scrambling in a Group of 5 league. I don't know what happened. So, again, if we're talking about numbers, does it make the Pac-12 better, the ACC better, the Big Ten better if they just add two more teams or four more teams if you're the Pac-12? Do you take a TCU or Baylor and put them in? Does it make them that much better? I mean, I have a lot of respect for those programs, but the brand name and the brand value is not Texas and Oklahoma. So it puts more numbers in the Pac-12, but does it, you know, again, you're leaving you've taken the prime beef off the shelf, and now you're kind of sorting through the fat and trying to figure out what's left on the shelves. And that's where I think it's going to be. And I think you're going to see some that are going to, you better believe they're already looking at options, and you know those phone calls are being made to the new Pac-12 commissioner. you know, and, you know, other options. But, you know, this is why. For people to say, why would the SEC want to do it? So that Texas and Oklahoma can't go somewhere else because they land the big fish, the big fish brands, and the others have to, you know, go over the slim pickings and say, well, we might add two or four teams in our league to kind of make it, but does it make you? Does it, you know, how does that, the landscape change? And then the rest of the teams, well, then that, you're looking at Mountain West, you're looking at the AAC and some conglomeration thereof. It'll be interesting to see. That's going to be the next phase of it, is what happens. Does the Big 12, you know, with the same name restructuring, do they try to say, all right, look, we're going to get BYU and Houston and put them in? Well, you can do that, but BYU and Houston replaces in numbers Texas and Oklahoma, but in status, you're nothing but a group of five caliber league now. You know, Central Florida. Well, Central Florida doesn't move the needle like the others do. So I think it's going to be real interesting if this all plays out the way that people think it's going to play out.
Chris, tell everybody how they can get all of your content.
Well, real quickly, I know we went over a lot. LandryFootball.com. I talked about it on the Landry Football Podcast yesterday. Today on the SEC show, which you can catch live on Twitch TV, twitch.tv/ChrisLandryFootball. I'm going to have more details and more information that I think will be unearthed today. So check it out today, again, live. If you can't catch it live, you'll be able to catch that on LandryFootball.com. We have it replayed there. So you can catch all of our stuff there. Got all the college breakdowns, all the previews. Oh, by the way, you know, there is football season coming up. The football breakdowns, we've got that for you. All the college breakdowns, we're ready for the season. All the players, teams, coaches, schemes, analysis, we got that for you. Certainly for the NFL fans, we have that as well. But this is going to certainly drive the rest of the offseason, don't you think, until we have some resolution one way or the other. And I do think that the digging of the news, and that's the other reason why I think it was leaked to your point, is now by doing it, all the other media outlets will go and do their sourcing and try to get, you know, stories and, you know, again, to try to see where this takes it. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be fascinating, quite frankly.
Chris, always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
There he is, Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com, top of the hour, Dave Biddle, Bucknuts, and Catch is back. I had a lot of you hit me up. I wasn't planning on going back to Catch, just because we had him on yesterday, and this wasn't a topic, yesterday morning, at least. But you folks did push me in this direction. I took your advice. Yeah, I thought, you know what, I think the people have spoken, and we better go get Catch and reel him back in. I'm still, I don't know if I'm as skeptical as I was yesterday, because so many historic items that had been in place had to go 180 for this to be a legit story. That's where my holdup was. So many absolutes had to be undone for this to become something believable. And apparently, perhaps, trying to use words too, be reasonable here, perhaps this has happened. We got plenty of time. 615-844-5600. Dave Biddle, top of the hour. Catch coming up. Oh, and lots of long form hangout time. One other question.
That's over here on the west side of town where they still have it closed on 40 east and westbound between Whitebridge Pike and 440. Some power lines were also taken down in the process of this terrible wreck that happened over here earlier. It's got traffic confused at times coming down I-40 as you come in from Kingston Springs in from Dixon County this morning. Keep that in mind. Briley Parkway, I-24, still trying to clean up that crash. Ripley's Aquarium, PJ Party with the Penguins coming up. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the biggest Callaway trade-in event of the year. Starting this Thursday through Sunday, bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 75% trade-in bonus towards new Apex Irons and Epic Woods. Both the Apex and Epic families are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Go to worldwidegolfshops.com or call the store nearest you to schedule your free custom fitting today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs around 93, heat index values make it feel like 100. For tonight, partly cloudy, 72. Friday, sunshine, highs near 92. Friday night, mostly clear, 73. For Saturday, sunshine, highs 93. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
Here's another just random question. Why did this news not leak at the Big 12 meetings a week ago in Arlington? If this has been really an item behind the scenes, how did that story not leak 1 week ago in Arlington, Texas, site of the Big 12 media days? Leaks at the SEC media days when Jimbo is speaking, when it's A&M's turn. A&M made it very clear yesterday publicly, their AD, Ross Bjork, good AD, that their demand is that they will be the only SEC team from the state of Texas. Now, they get one of 14 votes. I understand. You can pound the table with your fist all you want. Doesn't mean you get what you want. I understand that. But you have to wonder about A&M. Now, A&M's got no alternative. It's not like they can say, okay, well, we'll just go back to the Big 12. No, they're happy. Even if Texas were to come in, they're happy. They're happier without Texas. They despise Texas. They left the league because of Texas. They would not want this. But do they have partners where they could get this vetoed? And the answer is, that's unclear. Chris seems to think they don't, and I don't know that he's wrong. Now, I did see some that said not only would A&M be a veto, but Missouri and Arkansas would both be hard no's as well. Now, that would be three. You would need four to eliminate this, to make this a no-go. What is being said? You imagine Greg Sankey right now and his phone. And I don't mean just random. I mean huge name administrators. School CEOs. And what he is hearing over that phone. Wow. If I could peek at somebody's phone, anybody's phone in the world right now, anybody's. Not that I ever wonder what's on somebody's phone. But in this case, I would want to peek at his phone. I think that would be incredible. No Cav up in Chicago. Bill, what Big 12 schools would be appealing for another P5? Not really any of them. What do they bring? Let's go get Kansas State. For what? I mean, they have some good teams from time to time. For what? We get the Manhattan, Kansas TV market. Let's go get Lawrence, Kansas. Yeah. Hey, y'all, we're about to add Lawrence, Kansas. Let's go get Waco, Texas. Put them on our list. There isn't any. Now, I'm not saying that some league wouldn't want to gobble them up, but a situation that was equally as attractive as their current relationship in the Big 12, there is nothing for these teams. You've got two different ends of the spectrum here, y'all. You've got Texas and Oklahoma, big and mighty, flexing in a mirror as we speak. Plenty of resources. Plenty of riches, everything you want, splashing around in it. And then you have the other teams in that league. And you've got two that are flexing in the mirror right now, looking at themselves, noting how pretty they look. You've got others wondering, where the hell are we going to find a new home? What neighborhood can we go in that will be as attractive resource-wise as the current neighborhood we reside in? And the answer is, there is none. The Big Ten right now is not studying. I wonder if we can go get Lawrence, Kansas, and Waco, Texas right now. You also have to remember, folks, this is a football topic. It is not about any other sport. It's about money, it's about power, it's about football. They all go together. None of the other sports command any type of power like that. Don't ever let that fool you. The other sports have no say-so, no opinion that matters. You are to do what you're told when it comes to the other sports. This is about pure, unadulterated power. The lust for more. That's where we're at. I'm not saying that's wrong. It may sound the way I'm wording it wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's business. It's what you do every day as a AD, as an administrator. You conduct business. Anyways, here's what we'll do. We'll get one more break. Top of the hour, Dave Biddle. Oh, yeah, Buck Nuts. Very good timing with him today. And a little later, Catch will be back. Yep, got Catch again. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a mess over here on the west side of town where they still have it closed on 40 east and westbound between Whitebridge Pike and 440. Some power lines were also taken down in the process of this terrible wreck that happened over here earlier. It's got traffic confused at times coming down I-40 as you come in from Kingston Springs in from Dixon County this morning. Keep that in mind. Briley Parkway, I-24, still trying to clean up that crash. Ripley's Aquarium, PJ Party with the Penguins coming up. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Sometimes watching a flawless serve can make you realize,
wait a minute, I think I might love tennis.
So you get 2% cash back on rackets, 2% cash back on shoes, 2% cash back on gear, tennis balls, lessons. And before you know it, you've got a decent backhand.
I do have a decent backhand.
Get unlimited 2% cash back on purchases and be ready for your next passion with the new Wells Fargo Active Cash Visa card. Terms apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email PhyllisKing7, that's number 7, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
Just heard back from Catch. He's running about 20 minutes into the hour. Hour three, he'll be with us again. Rapidly moving stories. I had a lot of you hit me up, Bill. Just radio gold, Bill. I mean, they're just dropping radio gold in your lap. That is true. One of the things about this show, and basically everything about it I love, and it's because of you folks, first of all, it's about you. It's what makes me so happy. It's so fun every day to do this. Love the topics. Did not know that we would have something as priceless as legit nuclear expansion news. I didn't. I would have, you know me, I would have said something by now. I would have said, hey guys, hearing Oklahoma and Texas serious flirtation with the SEC. I thought that ship had sailed at least for a while. I did not think this was something pending. That's the part of this that disappoints me
because I know the climate. I know the real estate so well and the history and the thinking and the alignments. I just didn't think all that was breaking the way it sounds like it's breaking right now, meaning those hardened rules that might not be written, but you know they're there. For example, Texas would never join the SEC. It's academically inferior. That is a real thing. That is not a made up at some bar. Hey, they think they're smarter than us. No, they have felt this way forever. They've got to put that away here. Yeah, that's got to be shelved if you're going to make a move like this for obvious reasons. Oklahoma, not so much, but Texas, absolutely. There is a uppityness, is that a word? There's a snootiness, there's an arrogance. When it comes to Texas, they got it, and they don't really give a damn if you look at them and note their arrogance. They are arrogant, they know it, and if you want to acknowledge it, it's fine. If you don't want to acknowledge it, it's fine. We are who we are, we're better than you. We're Texas. That kind of culture can't exist if you're wanting to buddy up with the SEC. You're not coming into the SEC and being the boss. You are not the boss. Texas will not take over Hoover, Alabama. That's not happening. Alabama is the boss. If there's a boss, it's Alabama. Texas ain't Alabama. When it comes to football power and prowess and everything else, Texas is huge. You could say maybe more resources than anybody else. But power-wise, you're not coming in the SEC and muscling your way around. That's not happening. They've had that their way forever. Things really have had to have changed if they're willing to give that up. Texas owning the Big 12 can walk down the beach, or they can go over to Cabo. Doesn't really matter. And they can kick sand in everybody's faces in that league, and really nobody's going to stand up and fight. That's not where they're moving, if indeed they're moving. No more walking on the beach, kicking sand in people's faces without getting your tail whipped. Little different. They've had to shelve that. They've had to give that up if indeed this is a real item. And those are pieces that I didn't think could be broken. At least, you never know forever, but at least in the immediate future, I did not think so. Yeah, I didn't think that day would whatever get to us. But you know what? They dropped it in our lap, and it's our responsibility to control it. It's our responsibility to converse it and wordsmith through it. We're going to do that. We are put in place. This show is here for these type moments. We are built for these moments. We, through the years, have built ourselves for these moments and couldn't be happier. We'll see what happens. How much of this could be Texas and Oklahoma flexing inside that league for what? I mean, already got all the power, but future money negotiations with the networks? I give us more than the rest of the league? Now, Texas already gets more than the rest of the league because of their ESPN Longhorn Network, which is a disaster agreement. The Longhorn Network is not any better than a public access like local cable county channel. It's not even that good. You know, every one of the counties you live in, wherever you're at, or parish you live in down in Louisiana, wherever you live, there's a local community access cable channel, right? That's just in your area. And you can turn it on and it's somebody at a school board or something. It's a school board meeting. some maybe a council meeting, and the quality is just crap. Everything about it is just crap, right? That's the Longhorn Network. I tell you what, the Big Ten Network's not hardly any better either. I couldn't tell you the last time I turned on the Big Ten Network. It is so godforsaken bad. Dave Biddle is next up. Oh, what about the domino effect? If you're the Buckeyes, and Buckeyes have lots of power, sitting there in the Big Ten, what are you thinking? Looking at all of this. We're about to find out. Bucknuts is the site. Dave Biddle, Omni.